وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi assalam. Amir al-Mu'mineen understood that in order to establish justice, to give people their rights, to establish equality and equity amongst people, he needs to be in a position of power, because it will be very hard trying to establish these things without having the upper hand. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi has been given a golden opportunity to lead and rule the Muslims after the third Khalifa, and he was pressured by the Muslims themselves to lead them. He made it very clear to them that I only will take and assume office if I establish justice on all of you without any exception. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you are from, your lineage, your tribe, justice will fall on everybody equally. There are no masters, there are no slaves. Under the government of Ali, everyone is equal, either a brother in faith or equal in humanity. No injustice, no oppression. And he did so. Therefore, in order to understand the nature of Amir al-Mu'mineen's administration and his economic and financial policies, it is necessary to learn how Imam Ali alayhi salam himself has explained the Khilafah and mastership. What position Khilafah enjoys from the religious point of view, and what benefit does it carry in its lap? So it does not come free. There are things that we need to look at. When Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi tried to explain the concept of Khilafah and mastership to people, in one of his speeches, he was saying to people at the time that taking oath and allegiance from them and them giving it to Amir al-Mu'mineen, he said to them from the first day, he said, "O people, I am one of you. I enjoy the same rights which you enjoy. My responsibilities are also the same as yours. Nothing can invalidate truth." Now, simply Amir al-Mu'mineen in this statement, he's trying to bring himself and the title that he assumed, which is the office, rulership, and mastership of the Muslims, he says, that position does not give me the chance or the right to be above you or to be different from you, or gives me more right than you guys do, or my responsibilities will become any less than you. So he's basically saying to them, whether I am a Khalifa, a ruler or not, that will not make a difference. I should be one of you. Now, this is in the view of Ali alayhi salam. Is this the matter with all the kings, rulers, prime ministers, presidents, mayors and governors, and even on a smaller scale? Is that how the case is? No, of course not. When a person assumes position, he automatically gives himself a higher rank than people. He walks with a bulletproof car, with bodyguards, and he does not communicate with common people anymore. No one can get to him, and so on and so forth. So you can see the difference between them and Ali. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we said that Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he came to power, he made it clear that he wants to rule them with justice, fairness, and equality. And there is no man higher than other. Even him, being in a position of power, he is still one of them. He enjoys what they enjoy. The same responsibilities that falls on them falls on him. Unlike the those who preceded him, where they put themselves in a position of leadership and kingship, or those who came during his time and after him, like the Bani Umayyads, who made themselves kings, and obviously they separated themselves. So you had the separation of classes, where people now, they have to bow before them, they have to give them respect, and in some cases, they have to give them complete servitude. They have to be their complete servants. But Ali alayhi salam was different, because what was in his mind is the interest of people. If you want to serve people, if you want to serve humanity, if you want to give humanity a hope and a chance to live a happy and prosperous life, you must become one of them. You have to live amongst them. You have to feel their pain and their suffering. You have to see it firsthand. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he used to walk in the streets of Kufa every single day and make sure that everything was going fine. And a lot of people, even in Kufa, they did not know it was Ali alayhi salam. So he would go around and he would advise people. He would try to make sure that people are, you know, their affairs are met and no one is oppressing anyone. So he was amongst them. He used to sit with them. He used to walk with them. He did not have any bodyguards. He did not have, bulletproof horses or caravans or what have you. No, he was as simple and normal as them. He dresses the same way they dress. Eats even much less than what they eat. Lives in something more humble than what they live in. So he lived the life of a common person. He dealt with them as a common person. He came down to their level. Anyone could come to him. Anyone could speak to him. And these are the qualities of true leaders. Those who always worry about people, the safety of people, the welfare of people, and the happiness of people, not their own. So you can see that when it comes to matters of rulership, you can see that Amir al-Mu'mineen was an exception through the course of history, where no one did what he did. Even the just rulers and just kings, we had some of those throughout the course of history, but they never came down to the level of people. They never walked in the streets as commoners. They never dealt with people as commoners. They always referred to themselves as kings, and they are doing people a favor by applying justice. This is not Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam. He was an example for all mankind until the Day of Judgment. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله